Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All, less work, more clean. Terms apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
The Burt Show.
All right, so is Abby being protective or overstepping boundaries here?
Yeah, I showed up at my friend's ex's house, but I swear.
We can stop right there.
It's done.
I swear it was all in the name of being a good friend. So this is the guy that I've been bringing up for the past like couple of months now. It's my friend. She's been dating that older established guy who anytime like his family's in town, he is avoiding her, going out of his way to make sure that, like, they are not in the same place. And then he wouldn't call her his girlfriend. He's like, we're exclusive, but you're not my girlfriend. I'm like, buddy, just say nobody else wants to sleep with you except for her. So anyway, they've been dating. And at some point, like, it starts to get pretty good. Every time she calls me, she's like, dude, I know there's all these issues going on, but like when we're together, it's amazing. Like, I really could see myself marrying this guy. Like, he's the type of guy I've always seen myself with. And so I'm like, you know what? You're a capable individual. If you're happy, then I'm happy. I'm not going to try and step in, even though I think he's a little bit of a loser, but whatever. And so, you know, they've been dating. Everything's been going great. And then he goes to his hometown for a couple of weeks. And that's when she started to get a little bit nervous, because anytime he left town, he'd go a little MIA. He would use the excuse that he's just like spending time with his family. And she started to get nervous. And so as he's gone in his hometown, he does exactly what we predicted. He goes a little MIA. She's freaking out. And then one night she's out at this bar that they frequent and she sees all of his friends. She goes over, she's buddy buddy with him at this point. She's like, hey Chris, how are you? Hey Brett, how you doing? And they start talking about when her male companion is coming back to town, because she's like, yeah, he's supposed to be here this week. I'm really excited to see him. And they say, well, he just texted us all in the group chat today that he's going to be spending another week and a half in his hometown. And she's like, what? Because obviously she thinks they're in a relationship. Even if she doesn't have the label girlfriend, it's been 5 months. Like, you're his girlfriend. And she's like, he didn't tell me that. Like, that's not the story that I got. So the next day she texts him and she's like, I really didn't appreciate finding out from your friends that you were going to be gone for another week and a half. Like, I wish you would have told me. Mm-hmm. And then he backtracks. He says, well, I didn't tell them that. I absolutely never told him that. She saw the screenshots. He absolutely told them that. And so it kind of kicks off this fight and all this tension. And so he ends up flying back to this city. He shows up at her house and he breaks things off with her. He's like, you know what? I just don't think I'm in the right place for a relationship, but I wanted to make sure I did it in person. Oh, wow. I'm going back to my hometown.
Okay. Mini credit for that.
He did it in person.
Dude flies all the way back to break up face to face after 5 months.
Well, let me.
We don't hear stories like that anymore.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, and that is credit.
Well, get ready to deduct some points
okay.
here.
Oh, all right.
Because
all right.
He's like, okay, I came back specifically to break up with you. I'm going back home. Doesn't do that. So my man's every single day for the rest of the week made some kind of excuse to see her. First it was, I want to come over and I just want to explain myself more. I don't really feel like we left out on good terms. So he comes back over, they hash it out, they're sobbing. Well, she's sobbing, he's emotionless for like 4 hours. And then she thinks that's the end. He's going home. Sayonara, buddy. The next day, he makes another excuse. Oh my gosh, there's one more thing I wanted to tell you. I need to come over and we need to hash this out again.
What is he doing?
They're basically just beating a dead horse. And that happens for 4 days. So this is like Sunday through Thursday. So Thursday comes around and she actually goes over to his place. I don't know. I mean, this girl was in love with him. She would have gone over if he like had a boo-boo and he was like, can you kiss it, make it better? I'll come over. So she goes over to his house. They beat the dead horse again. And she leaves the house. And she ends up accidentally truly accidentally leaving like a laptop cord while she was there. Problem is, she was hanging out with me in a different city on Friday. So Friday comes around, she gets a call from him while we're together. And I'm like, hang up that phone. I do not want to hear from this man. So she picks up the phone and he's like, hey, did you know that you left your laptop cord at my house? She's like, I didn't know that. You can just drop it off my roommate's home. It'll be fine. And he goes, oh, you're not home. Oh, you're not home. Oh, well, I'll drop it off on Saturday. She goes, well, I'm not going to be home on Saturday. And she goes, oh, okay, well, I'll drop it off on Sunday. And so she's like, whatever. Sunday comes around. He doesn't drop off the cord when he says he's going to drop it off. And so I look at her and I'm like, I'm going over to his house and I am getting this cord because this has gone on long enough. Mm-hmm. This is like now a week long breakup. It's cruel at this point. It's cruel.
On both ends.
On both ends.
Yeah, not cruel on her end, but allowing him to continue to somehow keep connected in this really dysfunctional way. She got some thinking to do also.
But have you never been in that point where you weren't ready to break up with somebody and they keep giving you hope and you're just clinging on to that hope? He's manipulating the situation.
He is manipulating mm-hmm. the situation. I agree with that. She's also a grown woman and knows when she needs to cut the cord. Mm-hmm.
It's some enabling on her part.
Absolutely. And I'm avoidant. I'm the kind of person that would just be like, bye, you don't want to be with me. But she's a lover girl. She wants to be with them. So I look at her and I'm like, I'm driving to his house now. I'm getting that cord. And she looks at me and she's like, and I'm like, well, I'm going to get there first. So I jump in my Maserati. I'm like driving down to his little town.
Maserati.
that's a new model. Yeah. Okay. I don't know about that.
Yeah, didn't you know Maserati and Mazda got together and they made the new Maserati?
It's a little faster, more efficient on gas. Yeah, right.
Specifically for these scenarios when a white girl's got to show up at her friend's ex's house and be like, give me the cord.
You gotta pull up.
So I pull up to his house. She's like, shh, coming right behind me in her car. I jump out of my vehicle. She jumps out of hers. She runs to the door. And at this point, I've accepted defeat. I don't want to look crazy. She can look crazy.
It's too late.
We're already doing donuts in the suburbs. She shows up, gets his cord, and then we sat in my Maserati and cried about it for a little bit.
Dang.
And thank God it's over now. It's over.
Is it over?
Are you sure?
Yeah, I keep calling her every day. I'm like, just doing a wellness check. We're done, right?
Yeah. You're being a good friend.
I can't think of the reason why he kept keeping that door just a little bit open over and over and over again.
I feel like it's like one of those just in case situations. Yeah. Like a part of you wants to move on, but you still want to have that security net just in case it don't go your way.
Right.
He don't know what he wants.
That's the thing. He doesn't know what he wants.
The Burt Show.